Brother Owens, come take your liberty tonight. God.
Amen. Isn't the Lord good? Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated momentarily. And it has been quite an honor to be here. And amen. And I don't take it for granted to stand in this pulpit. I know you all have one of the greatest preachers and Bible teachers in Pentecost. I'm not just saying that. I believe that. You say, what would you say if he wasn't? I just wouldn't say anything. I'd just say, it's good to be here with Elder Rickon. I probably shouldn't say that. I might just give my secret away. If I ever get up somewhere else and do that, they're going to be like... But I have gleaned from this man's ministry throughout the years. We have spent time and time on the phone in critical times in my life. And God has used him to help me tremendously. And you don't take that kind of stuff for granted. Man, as he said, we do have the spiritual DNA there. I guess we have Davis blood running in our veins. It's kind of how they, from back the late Elder James Davis, who was my pastor's father. And so, you know, the way I see that, he's talking about him. I know the Bible don't mention a spiritual uncle, but we can say that. And, you know, if that's the case, then that makes you all my cousins. So we're all just family here tonight is the way I'm seeing it. Is that right? Is that... Some maybe second and third, twice removed, but nevertheless, we all related. Amen. But I do count it an honor to be here. I give double honor to your pastor and his wonderful wife and family. We love them very, very much. With this church, most of all, we give honor to our head, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we love him. And he's not with us no more, but I honor my late pastor. I do miss him dearly. And thank God for the time we did have. We did not know the Lord was going to take him as early as he did, but we trust God. He knows what he is doing. And so I forgot how easy it is to lose track of time in that evangelist quarter, sleeping down there. There's no windows. You're right in the middle of the church. You don't hear a whole lot. They said a storm blew through here last night and made all kinds of noise. I didn't hear it. I slept like a baby. Whole place could be falling down. Y'all come dig me out, I'd still be asleep down here. Pull the boards up. What's going on? Well, a tornado just come through and took the building out. Well, leave me alone. Let me sleep, baby. But it's so easy to lose track of time, but I've enjoyed myself being here. My wife has too as well. I appreciate the hospitality, the meals, and everything. And I have appreciated the Spirit of the Lord that has been in these services. And I don't say that for my sake. I say that for him. I really do. And I know that comes because of the kind of man of God you have. It preaches and produces that kind of liberty in the sanctuary. Thank God. That don't happen everywhere, folks. It's easy to take this for granted. It really is. And it don't happen everywhere. And so I thank God for that, the liberty that is here. And I just appreciate everything. I've enjoyed the visit and the fellowship. Glad to have my beautiful wife with me. I want her to stand and testify. She hasn't done that yet. And, She thinks she's called to preach. We're still praying. No, I'm playing. She doesn't. But testify. I'm glad she was able to come with me. Even though she insults me every day we're here, I'm still glad. No, I'm just picking on her. Not really. I'm just picking on her. Testify, Sister Owens. Man, I love the truth. I thank God for a wife that and kids, my children, my wife and family are precious to me. We took, all right, if I just unwind here a little bit, talk, I've left some of this out because of the way it's went, but we've been in our place. We are now 4 years, and I got to be careful because I don't know who's listening tonight, but we took a situation about 4 years ago. Church had been there for quite some time, and we have been there trying to just have a move of the Holy Ghost like everybody else is, and God has reestablished some things and done some things, and I thank God that we've gotten to a place to where we have a move of God consistently. We have not reached the peak or the level we wanted to yet, but we're doing our best to get there. So if you pray for that church, Lifeline Apostolic Church there in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. But my wife and children, we left a revival church. It was running about 200 people or more. If I say we left it, God's worked things out and sent us there. We got there in September of 2020, that dreaded year of COVID, to help out there. The man that I had known since I was in my 20s, I'd preached in that church, had been a friend of that church and had a standing invitation there. And when I evangelized, every time I'd go in, I'd go there. And me and that pastor was really, really good friends. We was close. And I went there in September of 2020 and 2021. He was killed tragically. And he was 78 years old. And everyone just saw, you know, I didn't know it was going to work that way. And God already, you know, had dealt with me about going there before that ever happened, a year or so before that ever happened. But I did not know it was going to go that way. But when that happened, you know, you just got to let God do things his way. And when that happened, the church saw that, and after his funeral, he was immediately voted in there. And like anything else, the devil always shows up to challenge the new administration. But God has given us great victory, and we're still there. And we're about a month or two months into our fifth year, and I am just believing God that God is going to do some great things this year. And I have been preaching to them and pushing them as much as I can to the point they're probably getting weary with it. But I am challenging them that, you know what, we cannot be mediocre. We cannot afford to live below where God wants us to live. I don't measure myself to any other church. I measure myself against the book of Acts. And until I see revival, I'm not going to stop pushing and preaching. I preach prayer, I preach consecration, I preach separation, I preach holiness, I preach sacrifice, gifts of the Spirit. We need a move of God, and I'm hungry for that. And but I thank God that my wife and children have went with me and stood there. My kids are my love. They are the leadership there. And it's not just because they're my kids. They are qualified to do what they're doing. But right now, we're all we have. It's pretty much, it's, you know, my family is all we have there that are capable of doing what it's done. But we're believing God's going to send some help in there so we can get some rotation. But right now, they're my music, my worship leaders. They know how things run in my absence, so they take care of everything. They've been raised in a preacher's home, so they know how it works. I wouldn't want to be there without them. And I told my kids this. I'll never forget it, driving down the road, and I knew they was leaving a large youth group. They was leaving a church that experienced revival and had powerful worship just about every time you went, a move of God, to go to a situation that wasn't like that. And I'll leave that there. And they was going to they were going to be the only two in the youth. And I said, you know, this is an opportunity right here. And I said, one of two things is going to happen. It's either going to make you into something for God, or it's going to damn your soul to hell. It's really one way or the other. Because, you know, you're leaving an established church of, you know, 30 years of revival, a move of God, a large youth group, to, you know, a little country church where you're going to be it. And I thank God it has made them into good Christians and good leadership. I thank God for that. And
with the help of other men of God and, you know, people in our life and just plugging in there. And they worship and they lead service and they are, you know, I say this hands down, they're the best saints I have in everything, and giving and commitment and hunger and desire. And they do things that I don't even ask them to do just because their heart is in it. I thank God for that. I am blessed. I thank God for that. And I'd like to think it was because of me, and sometimes I think it was in spite of me, but ultimately I give God the glory. He's the one that gets all the glory. Amen. So pray for us, and we covet your prayers, and we fight battles just like you do, but we're believing God for great victory. I have something on my heart tonight, and every song has been saying, a word spoken has went all around it. I loved what your pastor was saying a while ago. I kind of got tickled because I never thought about it. You know, they say how far away the sun and the moon is. Whoever, we just took it for granted. They know what they're talking about. I looked at Brother Jared Hilton. I said, I knew the earth was flat. But the Bible does say he sits upon the circle of the earth. So. But, you know, what else is out there? Well, you think is just true, you know? Maybe a turtle really does hold it up. You know, there was a time they believed that. A lot of people believed that nonsense. And they put that sign up there. I can't think of what's the French word? Nothing beyond. Columbus sailed past that sign. What was it? There was a French word. I can't, anybody know? Any history scholars? It was pretty pop. I cannot think of what it was. I preached a message about it. But they had a big sign up there. Nothing beyond. And Columbus just sailed right past it and discovered the Americas. Oh, I'm glad you can stand on the Word of God. I'm glad you can stand on the Word of God. While he was talking, I got to thinking about, I talked to my church about this one time, words that God has never had to say, words that God has never had to say. And one of them, he's never had to go, oops. He's never had to go, where did that come from? Or I didn't see that coming, you know. Oh, man, you know, you could just goes on and on and on. Why? Because he's perfect. He calls those things as shall be as though they already were. It's impossible for God to lie. If he said the grass was blue before he got done speaking, it would be blue. Whoo, hallelujah. If he says you're healed, you're going to be healed before. He said before they say it, I will. Before they pray it, I will answer. Hallelujah. My God, I felt that. They said the day will come before they pray it, I will answer. Before they speak it in their mouth, I will show up and do it. Oh, I want that kind of connection with God, don't you? That God already sees me come and open my mouth. And when I go to say, I open my mouth to pray it, and there's the answer. My God, that's what we got to get. Woo, I feel a little something right here. I feel a little something right here. We got to get our prayer life lined up to where we can start praying what God wants. You know why a lot of times we don't see our prayers answered? We're praying for our own amiss and what we want. But if we can learn to pray in the Spirit and pray what God wants, we open up our mouth before we get done. There's the answer already formulating and happening. My God, give me that kind of prayer life. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We know not what we ought to pray, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Oh, I want God to pray through me. My daughter sings a song, pray through me. I want God to pray through me. Interceding on his behalf before the throne of God. Heard a man, I'm feeling this. This ain't my message, but I feel this. Heard a man make a statement. He said, the greatest prayer that ever starts is not in earth, is the one that starts in heaven. I kind of sit back on that a minute. And when he began to explain it, I thought, wow, that is powerful. Because God's got something he wants to do, but he wants somebody to pray it. Because that's what completes the cycle and gets it done. You say, well, he's God. Can't he just do it? Yeah, he can. But he has created us such as we would get involved with it. So God's got...
God's got something he wants to pray, and he looks for somebody that he can put that in their heart. He says, I'm ready to do something. Somebody just say it. And when they start opening up, God said, there it is. And before they're done speaking, my God, help me to pray the prayers of God. Help me to pray what's on the mind of God. What's on the mind of God? What's on the mind of God tonight? Oh, let's reach after him, shall we? Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, what's on the mind of God? Not what's on your mind, what's on the mind of God? I wonder if we could feel after him a minute and find out what's on his mind right now. Hallelujah. 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 Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You want your prayers answered? Seek God's prayers first. You hear me? I'm preaching in the Holy Ghost right now. If you'll pray God's prayers, you won't even have to make your petition known. He'll provide. He said he would. He said, take no thought for tomorrow. What you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to... He said, these things the Gentiles seek after. But if you will seek you first the kingdom, these things shall be added unto you. Man, if we could learn to pray kingdom-minded prayers, you wouldn't have to pray for food on your table. My God, it'd just be there. You wouldn't have... I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. Not in my notes, but I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. You wouldn't have to pray for gas in the tank. If you would learn to pray kingdom-minded prayers, it would just happen. What's on your mind, Lord? Wonder what would happen if we changed our prayer life. And when we hit our knees and start crying and whining about what's going on in our life, if we'd hit our knees and say, God, I come to do business in the Holy Ghost today. God, I've come to further the kingdom in Olathe today. God, I've come to further the Ikoshata Likutiatanamasanda. I've come to further the kingdom in this church today. Oh God, and the devil starts throwing distractions. What about the job? What about this situation? What about that situation? And we find ourselves chasing it, put it on the back burner. God knows the needs you have before you ask him. Our prayers are too selfish, church. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, who, let's feel after him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's get rid of selfish prayers. Let's start praying kingdom prayers, and we'll see the answer come. How can I say that so emphatically? Because I'm in the Word of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Just feel after him a moment. Hallelujah. What's on the mind of God? 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 What's on the mind of God tonight? What's on the mind of God right now? This very second, he says, come on. I want somebody to get a hold of it. Woo! When you pray, pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm telling you, the prayer for daily bread comes after you pray for the will of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. When's the last time you hit your face and that's the first thing out of your mouth? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Woo! 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 Let's feel after him. Somebody's getting an answer right now. Come on, let's wait on him. Holy Ghost is telling somebody why you ain't seen your prayers answered. Are too selfish. Come on. Hey, I'm not rebuking you. I'm challenging you. Flip the script. It's time to flip the script and hit your knees. Hit that rocking chair. What's on your mind, God? What are you up there wanting somebody to pray in the earth? I know you're wanting to do it in the earth, but you're wanting somebody to speak it and say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Here, before, it keeps coming back to me. Before they ask, I will answer. That prayer only comes when somebody's connected. Woo! 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 Shada makashata. Hear the word of the Lord. Inkofo. Shata kashata. Yako hita la maha. Thy kingdom come into Olathe. Thy kingdom come into True Church. Thy will be done in my life. Thy will be done on every pew. Thy will be done on every pew. Thy will be done in every service. God, what would happen if we spent all 30 minutes of pre-service prayer praying about the kingdom? God, push back hell. Let the kingdom manifest tonight. Let the kingdom emerge through me tonight. Woo! What you're saying, preacher, our needs ain't important? Not at all. What you're saying, we don't matter? Not at all. I'm telling you, he said if you put the kingdom first, everything else will fall into place. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm telling you, your prayer tomorrow morning, amen, when you get out of the bed, your prayer should not be about personal needs. You ought to get up in the morning saying, God, what you going to do today? God, what you want me to pray about today? And when that pressure starts coming, well, you got to worry about this. You got to worry about that. This is due and that is due. And then forget all that. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek you first the kingdom. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth, right in earth, not on, in earth. In me right here, amen, as it is in heaven. You catch what he's saying there? Just like your will is carried out in heaven without any question, let it be carried out in me today without any question. Let me be so submitted that just like the angels are coming and going, God, that your will comes out in me. Woo! Talking about prayers that move God. There's revelation here tonight if you'll receive it. Again, I'm not in my notes. It's just hitting me. Hula-la, let's wait on him another minute here. Hila-la-la-ba-ku-sha-ta-ya. Hika-ta-ra-ma-sha-ta. Sikyo-hita-la-ma-ha-ya. Woo! God's in search for some intercessors tonight. God's in search for some intercessors. Is there anybody willing to sign up? Is there anybody willing to sign up? Intercessors can pray what's on the mind of God. Intercessors can pray what's on the mind of God. But you know why? It's becoming extinct because it's not a spotlight position. No one, a lot of times intercessors don't get the credit. That's why it's a dying breed. My God, intercessors are a dying breed. They're almost extinct. But if you're going to see what God wants to raise up some intercessors in this place tonight. Some people that know how to die out. When's the last time we heard somebody wailing in the spirit going, oh? When's the last time we heard them high-pitched squeals? Where it's groanings and moanings that can't be uttered through English, but the Holy Ghost. Shandamakashataya. Come on, let's reach for God. Come on, let's reach for God. Come on, let's reach for God.